John, who asked us not to use his real name, was the kind of teenager who drive 100 miles per hour without a seatbelt and jump into a pool from the second story of a building. What his parents said no to, he'd do 10 times harder.
When I was a teenager, I didn't think I was going to live to be past 21. I had alcohol poisoning like at 15, and I was like in a coma, one stage away from death.
Adults always say people my age think we're immortal, and that's why we take crazy risks. But for John, who's now 25, it was the opposite.
People here are so used to seeing people their own age die that life isn't as a valuable thing as it should be, especially here in Oakland. And it's like they're numb, like there's no emotion there anymore because it's so common.
There's some new research that backs up John's point. A study this summer from the University of Minnesota reports 1 in 7 teenagers in the U.S. thinks he or she has only a 50-50 shot of making it past 35. That alone may not be so surprising, but what stands out in the research is the consequences of low life expectancy. Dr. Iris Borowski is the study's lead author.
We also found that those who predicted in the first interview that they would die early were more likely in the later years to begin engaging in these same risky behaviors, things like illicit drug use, suicide attempts, fighting, unsafe sexual activity.
And youth who thought they'd die young were 7 times more likely than their more hopeful counterparts to contract HIV or AIDS. Dr. Borowski says pediatricians like her should screen their patients about how they view their futures.
If I find that I have a patient who does not see a long road of opportunity ahead of them, this may be an indicator of multiple issues that deserve attention and offer an opportunity to intervene to prevent risky behaviors, including behaviors that are associated with HIV/AIDS, and thus to improve health outcomes.
Kevin Bynes runs youth services at the AIDS Project of the East Bay, and he sees risky behavior firsthand and its effects.
We talk about violence, we talk about substance abuse, but we rarely talk about HIV as one of those things. And it's a growing problem in this area, in the Bay Area.
The rate of new HIV infections among teens is a problem nationwide, according to a study released this summer by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The number of AIDS diagnoses for males aged 15 to 19 has doubled in the past 10 years, and as of 2006, about 22,000 youth are living with AIDS. Last December, after 10 years of reckless behavior, John became part of that statistic.
I had been with somebody that had contracted an STD, and as a precaution, I went into the clinic and decided that I would get tested just to make sure that I was okay. When I was there, I was offered an HIV test separately from all the STD tests that I had taken. It seems like all the STD things came back negative, but the HIV test came back as positive.
John says he's still in shock from the diagnosis. The timing of it all made it extra painful, since he says he just stopped running wild when he got the bad news. Researchers are hoping their findings will lead to earlier intervention with young people like John, whose fatalistic views put them at risk. So that next trip to the doctor's office results in a discussion about future goals rather than an HIV diagnosis. For BeyondTheOdds.org, I'm Ankita Bharadwaj, reporting for Hard Knock Radio.